小王常常，
小王常常
喝咖啡，
喝咖啡
喝得很多。
In a dimly lit classroom on the third floor of Missouri Military Academy, students are learning Chinese. They slump in their chairs, as high school boys are prone to do, but their cadet uniforms give them an air of structure and discipline, two characteristics highly prized here. Everything, including the Chinese language program, which was added just this year, is designed to give them bright futures. Just ask sophomore Chad Cardo.
When Chinese opened up, I thought that'd be just awesome to take. Chinese later in life, after college, could take me places. I mean, I could have that extra edge on the guy who doesn't know Chinese.
Missouri Military Academy used to offer French, but as President Bob Flanagan explains, the administration felt it should teach a language that was more relevant to the students' career prospects.
We ended up focusing then on Chinese because there's a lot of business enterprises that are cooperating with Chinese. There's a lot of involvement of the United States and China. So we felt that was going to grow and that we could help in our way by teaching that language here for our cadets.
Lieutenant Colonel Frank Giuseppe is the dean of the academy. Earlier this year, he took 24 students on a trip to China. The trip was the first of its kind.
And it was basically a mix of historical and cultural. So, you know, they're seeing Tiananmen Square, they're seeing the Great Wall of China, but they're also visiting a Chinese tea house, and they're also learning how to write ancient Chinese calligraphy.
Also for the first time this year, a group from China came to Missouri Military Academy to get a taste of American life. The school hopes that visit will encourage some of the Chinese students to enroll here. Chinese student Ziqing Zhang has been studying at the school for 2 years. He says his parents sent him there for several reasons.
They think it will help me build discipline, and on the other hand, it helps me get into a really good college, because I know that the U.S. college really likes students who graduate from military high school.
Flanagan says many Chinese parents are intrigued by the academy's focus on leadership and character development, two lessons missing from most Chinese school curricula. He hopes to continue Missouri Military Academy's relationship with schools in China, and hopes it blossoms into a partnership beneficial for both parties.
They would like to open up an agreement with us that we send cadets to China, which I would like to do as well. So if we can work something out that our boys can go for perhaps a little shorter time, then we may do that. We may send a teacher over there and open up a little more of a dialogue and a cooperation.
Giuseppe says the school is always looking to develop new programs in China. One program currently under consideration is a leadership camp. Rachel Rice, KBIA News.
写得很快。
写得很快。